All right, my name is Maddie Leon, and this is our new single, When Love Is Strong. There's a fire making its way across the great divide, through the dark and into the light. All your fears billowing smoke in the atmosphere fade away, and all that remains are the wonderful things you turned out to be. Oh, love is strong, gives us a chance to be. In your blood, vibrant displays of elegant love. In your heart, maps of the way. When life isn't working, do we love, mend the things that are broken? Oh, all the wonderful things you turned out to be. Oh, love is strong, gives us a chance to be.
That's Matty Leon with his new single, When Love Is Strong. Matty Leon is a Toronto-based singer-songwriter with a catchy and soulful folk-pop style. Matty released his well-received debut, Terrace, in 2015, followed by a couple of small releases in 2016, and then in 2017, the release of the album that really elevated his profile. That was Signal Hill, a 7-song collection that earned him a nomination for Emerging Artist of the Year at the 2018 Canadian Folk Music Awards. We're pleased to welcome Matty Leon into the Folk Roots Radio studio. How are you doing today?
Thanks for having me. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I love that song. What a great single.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So that's the latest single that you've put out.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your music.
That song was written for Mike and I, the drummer, we're brothers, and our little sister got married just over a year ago. And we wrote that song for her and her husband, Justin, kind of as a wedding gift. And yeah, so that's what that single is kind of dedicated to them every night, which is kind of nice. As far as what we do, yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter from Toronto. I guess kind of vibes of Paul Simon and Paul McCartney maybe a little bit. Yeah, we're just trying to make our way in the Canadian music scene.
Well, it's funny, you know, when I was listening to Signal Hill and some of your other music this morning, I was thinking, well, who else do you remind me of? And there's a little bit of Danny Michelle in there, too.
Oh, cool.
You know,
yeah,
with
yeah.
that kind of, you kind of have that little funky style that he tends to get cool. into as well.
He's great. Yeah, I love his stuff.
Yeah, that must be pretty cool for you. Now, the interesting thing is that I gather that you actually started out as an athlete rather than a musician.
Yes, I was a golfer for the majority of my upbringing, like kind of from when I was about six till, you know, early 20s. Golf was kind of the big thing in our household, and I went on a golf scholarship down south to Penn State. But when I was about 17, 18, music hit pretty hard. And then the second I started playing live, it kind of took over. And I knew pretty immediately that it was what I was kind of all about, you know?
So I have to ask, do you still play a bit of golf as well?
Or? I still play a bit. A little rusty around the greens, but still play. Actually, Mike and I, when we were on tour last summer, we got to play like a handful of times. Like our little sister lives in Calgary. He went to school at UVic and played golf out there. So we had all these little spots across the country where we could stop and play golf if we had a day off, or if we were lucky enough, people would just take us out and play golf. So it was great. Yeah. Like we don't play a ton anymore, but it's really fun when we do.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, I don't meet too many musicians that come and say, well, actually, yeah, I'm an athlete and a golfer. Sometimes people may take up a little bit of golf in their spare time later.
Yes.
But to go the other way is really fun. Because you have quite a groove to your music, you know.
It's funny
because when I mentioned the Danny Michelle thing, you know, having heard him play at Mariposa, and I remember a wonderful sound check that I was listening to.
Cool.
That he was before anyone actually got in at the side of Mariposa, and it's just wafting across. And, you know, he has this kind of really a good groove going
on
all the time. And I hear that in your music.
Oh, thanks.
All the time, too. You also have this wonderful falsetto style of singing. Is that
thanks.
Just the way it just came to you, that this seems to be the range that you should sing in?
Yeah, I guess. I know Nelson, the first time he saw us play was before we knew each other. And we were playing at a show together in Toronto at the Painted Lady, and he met me and then was like outside hanging out with people. And then he's like, oh, there's a girl in their band. And then he walked in. He's like, oh my God. Okay. It's not a girl. So I get that a lot. I think it's just your voice is where it is. And I've been working on it to kind of broaden my range to be able to bring it a little lower. But yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of what I got.
Well, you play keys and guitar. We're going to have you play guitar in a few seconds. Keys on When Love is Strong. We should mention that joined on harmony vocals, we have Mike Leon, Maddie's brother, and Nelson Sobral. And now you mentioned Mike plays drums. I think Nelson also has his own career as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a busy man. He's the lead guitarist in a great rock band called The Celebration Army in Toronto. And he's an incredible singer-songwriter. I got to produce his record last year or 2 years ago, and it's been awesome being able to tour the three of us because, as I was saying, I used to play bass. Mike and I get to back him for his solo set, and then he hops on bass and supports us for our thing, and it's perfect. And he also plays bass upside down, so we don't even have to give him a different bass. It's like he just flips because he's left-handed. So,
That's cool. You know what I love is the fact that when you're on tour, then you basically the three of you can travel together, and you can play two different sets at each gig, which works out pretty well.
Yeah, it's perfect. Like we played in Windsor last night, and our two sets sit well alongside each other, but they're not exactly the same. You know, a night of music with us two playing, I'm really confident that people will, you know, enjoy something in there.
No, that's great. Tell us about recorded work, because Terrace came out, I think, in 2015. You had a couple of basically double single releases in 2016.
Yeah. That's what I've been calling them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Signal Hill, which did very well, came out in 2017.
Yep.
You must have been pleasantly surprised when you found out you'd been nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award.
I was very pleasantly surprised, yeah. When we put out Signal Hill, there was already kind of signs that things were moving in the right direction. Like, we got a Factor grant to be able to mix that record. And, you know, so much of your time as an independent artist is just like, you're worrying that you're spinning your wheels and nothing's happening. And then when like little things kind of hit like that, the Folk Awards was phenomenal. Like, that helped confidence wise. And just when you say you've been nominated for something like that, people just give you like that little extra second of attention, just enough to open the door to hopefully get them to listen to you, you know? That's been the big thing, I think, in the last year, is just the kinds of shows we've been able to play because of that little tag. It's been nice.
And that comes through. Tell us a little bit about songwriting, because I know you, over the years, you've written some really interesting historical songs. I think Alabama, which is on one of the EPs that came out in 2016, was a pretty cool song. And I think you also have a song on Signal Hill for Vimy as well.
Yeah, especially with this solo stuff, really been pushing myself to lyrically push myself into places where I haven't really gone. I love history. I love Canadian history. I like any kind of history, and I love stories, but it's really tough to put that into songs sometimes. Just about every song I write starts out as like a love song, and then I have to like crash those lyrics down and then build something else around it. It's a little harder to kind of put in that historical element, but I'm really proud of the way those songs have come out. So I keep trying for like new songs I'm writing. Like, I'll keep trying to input different subject matter in. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, it's fun to try.
So really, it sounds like you're getting to stretch, right?
Totally.
You know, one of the things that struck me when we were listening to When Love Is Strong was that, you know, that is a very beautiful love song. And when you sent it to me a few weeks ago, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, this is a great single. It's interesting because if you look at your music career so far, how many songs were on Terrace? Was that a...
Six on Terrace, yeah.
And then you had like two singles that you released, and then I think there were three the next time, plus... And Signal Hill at 7, and now we've got just two coming out together. We're going to hear the second one in a few moments.
Yep.
Do you find that's a style that suits you better, just to put up the music as you know, feel that it's ready for you?
It's not intentional. It's more that I think the way I write, there's like a dispersion in styles so much of the time. Like, I'll get bored of writing just folk tunes or just R&B tunes, or just like my patience with staying with one kind of vibe for 7 or 8 songs is kind of tough for me. So I find like I'll hit this moment in time where I've got a couple songs that are like this, so it works to get them out, but it's not like my intention. If I could, I'd love to just like have a piece of work that's, you know, 10 songs and fits perfectly together, but I'm still working towards it.
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of people tell me that they are actually quite happy with being able to put out just 2 or 3 songs at a time, particularly in the, now we've moved into the streaming age where, you know, the album is not as important as it used to be. Although I still, as you say, that it's nice to be able to put out something that's 8 or 10 songs long, and that, you know, may, you know, grab the attention of some of the organizations like the Folk Awards, or dare I say the Junos down the road.
That would be cool. But the thing that I've found is that it's really nice digitally to have a few songs out. You know, like, you can talk about it easily, you can post about it. But when we're on the road and we're playing shows, there's nothing better than, like, we printed Signal Hill to vinyl. We've had so much success just with having those at shows, and that's what people want to actually buy physically when they meet you in person. Like, they want a piece of work. So the singles have their place, and they're great promotional material, like to keep you
in front of people.
To keep you in front of people, but where the things are really happening, like when you're traveling around the country and playing live, having that record is pretty great, even though it doesn't feel that way when they're sitting there in a bin in your bedroom. But like at shows, yeah, it's like I think we will continue to do that.
Yeah, another musician told me that we just need to make sure we have a lot of space under the bed.
Yeah.
You can just put them there. But there are people like myself who do love to have something in their hands, especially when they're listening to music.
It's been shocking that people are buying them, to be honest. Like,
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I think we're going to head back to a world where people realize that, yeah, it's great to be able to have all this music immediately without having to, you know, to run out to a store or find out when you can listen to it on the radio. But honestly, at the end of the day, I think we'll all go back to appreciating having something to hold at the same time. You have your guitar with you. We've already heard you play the keyboards, and that was wonderful. We're going to play the other single that you've just released.
Caught Up. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, it was a little bit of an older song for us that was kind of lying around. And as I was saying, I produce all our stuff, so I've got like old demos always lying around that I'm kind of digging back into. And for whatever reason, it just wasn't working for me. And then Mike changed the drum beat. And sometimes that's all it like really takes is a little change in the drum beat or a different pulse on the bass. And it just kind of makes the song starts to make sense. It's not even a new recording. Like it's an older demo version that we just updated the rhythm section. And yeah, it's been awesome live. Like we've gotten to play it a few times and every night we've played it, it feels like one of the best songs in the set, which is kind of exciting. But it's just like a four on the floor, kind of soulful R&B tune. So it is. It's a little more like the stuff on Terrace, that first EP. Yeah, I'm really happy that we have it now to be able to play live.
This is Matty Leon with a live version of his new single, Caught Up. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
All right. One, two, three, four. How much longer? How much longer, my love? Can we put each other down before we can even live with ourselves? And it would be so wrong to give up on this after so long. You know that I'm still caught up in your love, your daring that I always will be. Do afraid to leave you, still caught up in your love, your daring that I always will be. Do afraid to leave you. So much waiting, so much weighing on us. You could tie me to the ground, complain I'm moving too much, and it would be so wrong if there were no reason to hold on. You know that I'm still caught up in your love, your daring that I always will be. Too afraid to leave you, still caught up in your love, your daring that I always will be. Too afraid to leave you. Too afraid to leave you.
this after so long. You know that I'm still cut off by your love. You're daring that I always will be. Too afraid to leave you. Still cut off by your love. You're daring that I always will be. Too afraid to leave you.
That's Matty Leon with a live version of Caught Up in the studio at Folk Roots Radio in Leamington, Ontario, joined by Mike Leon and Nelson Sobrell on backing vocals. I have to say, it's kind of cool having you all three playing in the studio today.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it's cool to be here.
You had fun this weekend. You were playing in Windsor, I think the night before you were in London.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the live show.
Well, we've got a few different versions. Like Mike and I will go and do duo shows, and we'll play trio a lot of the time around Ontario. And then in the kind of GTA shows, it's a four piece. Yeah, we've just been working on making that live set as good as we can. Mike's put together like visuals over the last year that we have to just keep people interested.
You mean during the show?
During the show, yeah, projections and stuff. Nothing too like psychedelic or anything. It's like just helps tell the story. So, for Alabama, for instance, it's all like civil rights footage. And, we've got a song called Boy, where it's like Christmas footage of us growing up and stuff. And it just helps to, if we're playing for an hour, it gives just another element of hopefully entertainment and stuff to hold people.
I think when you play as a duo, that's just Mike on backing vocals, or is it
it's drums, keys, and guitar, and we just the songs are a little different. I mean, our best version is with this trio that we get to tour around with, and the four piece is like that's when the songs are how they should be, you know, but we make do.
So you've just released two singles. Are you working on another album collection? Is that kind of the plan here?
That's the plan, yeah. We've got about 12 other songs kind of in the running right now. But as I was saying, they're kind of varied. So we're trying to figure out how to piece them all together and make them seem cohesive. But that's the plan. Like, we're just putting drum tracks on most of them now. But they're pretty much all done. It just takes so long to get, like, from the point where the song is done to where the recordings are done to where the mixing's done and the mastering. I mean, the songs are ready to go tomorrow, but it'll be like the end of the year, you know? It is what it is. It just takes a while.
Everything is a work in progress.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I got to say, I love your music. Yeah. I certainly would encourage all our listeners check out Matty Leon online. What is the best way to find you?
Website is mattyleon.com, MattyLeon, and Instagram, Facebook, Matty Leon Music.
That's all the usual places.
Yeah, just the usual spots.
That's great. Yeah. It's been fabulous to have you join us. Again, if you want to check out his music, whatever way you listen to his music, definitely check out Signal Hill and the great new singles that you've shared with us today. Now we have time for one more song. What are we going to play?
We're going to play a song called Aniline. When you have two harmony singers here, you got to take advantage of it. So, yeah, this is kind of my favorite song to do harmonies to. So, Aniline, yeah.
This is Matty Leon with a live version of Aniline in the Folk Roots Radio studio in Leamington, Ontario, joined by Mike Leon and Nelson Sobrell. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Well, 2, 3. Everybody's a burned out candle. Everybody a faded pair of eyes. And I don't know how you do what you do, but I don't know and I won't ever criticize. I've been waiting out front all hours of the night, waiting on you, honey, waiting on you in line. And in the earliest hours of the morning, in the cigarette smoke and broken light, everybody is searching for something to fill up all the loneliness inside. I've been waiting out front all hours of the night, waiting on you, honey, waiting on you in line. Flaws in your design. But anybody would do your damage. Anybody would take you out these arms of mine. I've been waiting out front all hours of the night, waiting on you, honey, waiting on you in line. See you there. See you.